The Hayom Yom for the 24th day of Iyar, which is the 39th day of the Omer. So, first of all, the Rebbe brings down that on that Shabbos, they benched the Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the new month of Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And then there is the tradition of saying the entire Tehillim in the morning, Bahashkama. Amidus Kotim Bashkama. Then there is also Yom Hisvahadus. It's a day of gathering, of getting together for a Fabrengen, as is all Shabbos Mevorchim. And the Rebbe brings down that Lishlishi Oila HaBal Koide Umeatzmei. For the third Aliyah, the one who reads goes up. He's the one that gets the Aliyah. And he goes up by himself without having to call him Yamoit, as we usually call up the person with Aliyah. The Balkoyda just goes to the Aliyah itself. Shlishi in Bechukoisai is the Toichacha. And because of that, the Toichacha, you don't want to call up anyone to give them the Toichacha. So the Balkoyda goes up on his own. That's when Bechukoisai is separate from Bahar, as it was in the year of the Hayom Yom, in which the Shlishi Aliyah was the Toichacha. But the same thing is true when the it's Mechubarim, so also at that time the Aliyah of the Toichacha is the Balkoyra goes up by himself and he gets that Aliyah. Now the Rebbe brings down, Im Bechukoisai Teilechu. The verse begins in Bechukoisai, and normally one would translate it, if you go in my statutes, if you follow Hashem's rules. But the Rebbe brings down that the meaning over here is Im Zeh, this Im over here, Huloshin Tachanunim. That's a language of begging. That is, Hashem is begging us, Kimaimer Razal, as the sages of our teachers of blessed memory, that they interpreted shekavon nosoi, that the intent of the word nimichukoisai is halvai bichukoisai telechu. I wish. So this is Hashem's begging and say, I wish and I beseech you that bichukoisai telechu, that you shall follow, you should go, you should walk in my statutes. And the Rebbe goes further and explains, "V'zeh sha'Kodesh Baruch Hu kveyochol mischanen lifneiem sheyishmeru es ha'toyro." This alone, that so to speak, Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, is begging before us that we should keep the Torah. This begging of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Zeh atzmei misayeya v'noisin koyach la'odom." That alone, that begging supports and gives the person the strength so he should be able to stand and make the good choice to follow the Torah. When Hashem begs, it's not only, I hope, but that gives support. That beg gives support that a person should be able to do what he needs to do. Furthermore, Voizos, Asher b'chukoisai teilechu, the Nasis and Hashem Mahalach, that if you follow the Chukoisai, is in Bichukoisai, basically, if you do Chukoisai, then Teilechu, then you're walking. You walk if you do Bichukoisai. The Nasis and Hashem Mahalach, the soul becomes a walker. You don't stand still, but you're moving. You move through Bichukoisai. This is a hint to the idea of chukos, which are statues, which are service of Hashem, in a way of putting away your intellect, but just following Hashem, just in a simple way. So if you do that in bichukosai, then you can move, then you're really moving. That's the way to go, to move. Bivias haMashiach, when Mashiach will come, tizgale mailes hapshitus vehatmimus. At that point, the advantage, the greatness of simplicity and that innocence will be revealed, that is found in the service of the simple folks, the simple people, we will recognize then that greatness. Shemispalim ve'emrim tehillim b'tmim, is those who pray and those who say the Psalms of Tehillim, and they say it with innocence, and they say it with simplicity, then we will be able to realize when Mashiach comes how great and the greatness of that level of this simple people, simple folks, and their service to Hashem.